Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690. I'm Matt Jordan, as we've got a couple of pastors in studio this morning. We've got Pastor Kevin O'Connor and Pastor John Dixon, and got a revival starting tonight, and it will go through Sunday. So just kind of introduce yourselves, talk about who you are, how long you've been here, and then we can start talking about the revival.
All right. Well, I'm Kevin O'Connor. I've been pastoring in this area for almost 21 years, been pastoring in general for 23 years. We started Agape Fellowship Church about 2 years ago. We've been partnering with my friend John Dixon, doing different things as far as working in the community and helping each other as churches. And we've wanted to get a opportunity to give some hope to the people of Coffeyville and some of the people that we've been coming into contact with. But I won't take all the time. John can introduce himself.
And I'm Pastor John Dixon. I've been in Coffeyville for probably now for it's a little over 5 years. So I'm new to the community, but I've been in the ministry, in the youth ministry, and doing other things, you know, in California. I'm originally from California. And the pastor of Emmanuel Southern Baptist Church over on 2nd and Spruce.
You're far from home.
A little bit.
Right? A little bit. It's quite a difference, too, probably, from here to there.
A little bit different, yes.
Yeah, I don't know how many 13-degree mornings they wake up to in California, but...
And the culture shock might be a little bit different.
It's a little different. All right. Well, as I mentioned, you guys have a revival coming up tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So just kind of tell a little bit about it, the motivation behind the revival, and how all that's going to come together.
All right. Well, John and I have been talking, and I've been talking with several other pastors, and we're getting the sense that, you know, not only does the community need woke up, but, you know, maybe the church needs inspired, you know. And we're just going back to basics, and it's called Finding Your First Love is the name of the revival, and we're trying to get as many different churches, as many different people involved, just because, you know, we spend so much time worrying about differences when there's really not that much different, you know?
Yeah.
And our focus is focusing in on what's the same and how we can grow together, because we're not going to tackle the issues that are even in Coffeyville with the idea of, well, I'm only going to do it, or they're only going to do that part of it. We've got a lot of issues in this community that need help, you know, and law enforcement and, you know, government officials can't fix them all. And
yeah,
that's our motivation.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you can take a step out the door here and you see, you can turn to your left, right, and front, and there's three churches, just like,
right.
I mean, just like that. And then you can turn back there and there's another church. And so, I mean, there's a lot of options. So it's good to see churches working together, not getting caught up to, well, you know, I'm Southern Baptist or I'm Pentecostal or I'm Lutheran or I'm,
right.
You know, fill in the blank. That's important to see a bunch of different denominations and coming together. And
well, and also it's been a focus of me and John as we begin helping each other in ministry, wouldn't you say, John?
Oh, yes.
Because
oh, yes.
We made a determination when we met each other that, you know, we believe that, you know, God has a purpose for us to work together. And I started, you know, thinking about it and praying about it. I said, you know, I think God has a purpose for all of his church to work together. And, you know, we really want to pour out a spirit of hope. The three nights of the revival we're going to be focusing on. The first night is God's love for us and then our love for God's the second night. And then the third day, we're going to talk about our love for other people. You know what I mean? And nothing that we do as a church, if it's not done in love, is going to be worth any value at all if people don't feel like you love them and care about them, you know. When we started Agape Fellowship Church, our whole focus is on serving the community in any way we can. And we've, in the 2 years that we've been open, almost every single penny that we've brought in has went back out the door to help people with, you know, light bills, gas bills, rent, food, doctor bills, gas to go visit people when, you know, loved ones die. And I think this is an important part of showing how we can work together, even, you know, regardless of our differences. That's our whole focus.
Yeah, and I mean, that's important. You don't want to get distracted by, you know, what do we have different. Let's focus on what we have in common and work from there. And, of course, you know, with this revival, that's what you're doing. You're focusing on the common, which is God, Jesus,
right.
You know.
Right, amen.
And then you can work from there.
Well, and, you know, we have a bunch of other pastors that got together and started a revival about a month ago, beginning of January, the first week of January. And there were so many people that came to it. I had even, you know, I went and several people I know went, and it was wonderful. And I think that this is not just something that, you know, me and John's idea. I think this is in the heart of God to get people really focused on
outpouring,
working together.
Right?
Exactly,
talking
the
outpouring
about,
yeah.
services that
yeah.
they were having.
We had Pastor DePriest and a couple other pastors on from there as well.
Right.
They're doing,
right.
I think, is it first every...
The first Sunday night of every month.
Yeah. Yep. So you guys do your own thing, and then you grows, and you guys go to that. They go to this, and
right.
and just there's a lot of opportunities there. So.
Well, and I know almost every pastor in town, you know, and several of them are praying for this revival. Several of them may end up coming to this revival. First Assembly of God helped us out with some bracelets and stuff that we needed to. For childcare, you know, check kids in and out and things like that. And it's really a good time, I think, right now for people to see us all working together. Wouldn't you think?
I agree. Yes, I do.
All right. Other than that, we really want to just get as many people in this building as we can just for the fellowship, you know what I mean? Just for a time where we can set everything else aside and really focus on, you know, loving God and loving each other.
Yeah, and of course, there's three nights of this, and
yes.
so if you can't make it to one, try to make it to the other, and if nights don't work, then
Sunday morning,
try to make it. If that doesn't work, then try the nights, and hopefully you can make it to at least one of the services. You come on Friday, you might decide that you want to make it fit to come into the other two as well. So tonight's the first one. What time does that start, and what are the times for all of them?
Friday and Saturday are 7 p.m., and Sunday morning is 10:45. We have a wonderful worship band coming, Pastor Harold Donaldson, or if we want, we can just call him Peanut, because that's his nickname, Pastor Peanut. Him and his two sons and possibly his music minister, Jacob, are coming and leading worship for the whole 3 days. He's even having somebody come and preach at his church so he can come over here and be a part of it. I think it's wonderful to have several different people involved.
Yeah, definitely. And who's doing the speaking? Is it a different person each night?
Well, I am going to do Friday and Saturday, okay. and then Pastor John is going to okay. do Sunday morning. And we've already talked about the topic, but, you know, we just want to focus our energies on really loving people like God loves people, you know. And before we can love people like God loves people, we got to understand how God loves us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is at your church, right?
This is at my church, okay. or at our church, or at Emmanuel Southern Baptist Church, yes.
Yeah, what's the address?
It's at 416 West 2nd Street.
Okay.
In Coffeyville, Kansas.
So just right over there? Right over there?
Right over there.
Right back there?
Right
yeah,
back
right
there.
Behind us
in between,
there.
In between Willow and Spruce on 2nd Street
okay.
is where we are.
All right.
Yeah, real easy to find.
Okay, so yeah, and you know, come out and check it out on Friday. See what it's all about, and then you can go from there for sure.
Oh, if I can, I just want to give everybody that might be listening. If you have been in a place where you feel like you need more than what you have right now, this is something that you need to come and check out, because we are completely sold out with the idea of seeking God, not in some, you know, hokey religious way, but with a heart of really understanding what we can do for the people around us, what God wants to do in us, you know what I mean? So it's something that I feel really passionate about, that other pastors that I've talked to in the area right now are feeling very passionate about. And I think this is just the beginning of what's going to happen, but if anybody just come check it out, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're new to Coffeyville or to the area, and you've struggled to, you know, find a church home, some place to go on Sundays, you know, come out and maybe you know, find out you like one of the, yeah, you like listening to one of those, or maybe, you know, you can grab another, a pastor that happens to be in attendance and talk to them and find, you know, a good fit for you.
That's right. That's right. I think it's an important part of life that we're missing out on is fellowshipping with each other, because we get so caught up in our regular everyday lives that we go, you know, I was going to call him, but I didn't. Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, we're looking at the revival, being that there is different churches that are involved in this, and each one of them is coming to revival kind of maybe with different expectations and maybe different different focuses. And I know for our church, we're an established church. We've been around for over 80 years. And with the theme, the idea that finding our first love, reminds me of what we see even in Revelation, looking at the church in Ephesus, as the Apostle John is writing to the seven churches in Asia, and Ephesus is one of them. And Ephesus is, they have the what some refer to as the Ephesus tendency of churches, and it's where churches lose their first love. And this is where where Christ is when he is talking through the Apostle John, and he's writing to these churches. He's telling them how they've lost their first love, and you can see this happening many times in the Midwest with established churches where they were once thriving at one point, and now they're struggling and they're declining. And when it comes to Emmanuel, we have experienced a lot of this Ephesus tendency, where we are in a position right now where we are needing a revival. We're needing to be looking and rekindling our first love. And so it's one of the things that as I look at the revival of what we're doing, a big part of it is, and like with Kevin's focus and looking at, is reaching the community and helping the community to experience Christ and understand the love that God has with them, why he gave his son. But there's also the aspect of, the big part of it is also reviving the Christians. And that's a big part of with us, is sometimes that we need a revival. We need to have our first love reintroduced to us. It's something where we regain that passion. And so, and that's kind of where what I'm looking at, especially as I look at my congregation, is helping them to rekindle this first love, their passion. My church was really big in missions, and they still are. But missions now has moved from actually going to doing missions to helping fund those who are doing missions. And we need to really be doing both. We need to be on mission, and we need to be supporting missionaries that serve. And the fact of it is that a big part of what we need is just to rekindle that first love. And so we're going to be actually looking not at Ephesus on Sunday during what I'm going to be presenting. We're actually going to be looking at the Church of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. And the Laodicea church is the last church that is written, John is writing to the seven churches, and we're going to be looking at Laodicea and how this church has grown lukewarm, and what Christ is going to be telling them on the ways that they can change. And the thing is that we have a lot that we can learn from that church. Mm-hmm. So, but it's going to be an awesome time, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be neat having a praise band at my church. We're a traditional church that normally sings hymns, and we're going to have an opportunity to sing praise music. And it's going to be one of those things that, again, the songs that that Pastor Harold Donaldson has put out is just amazing, because for me, it's a lot of the songs that I grew up listening to, and the things that touch my heartstrings. And I know if they do mine, I know there's probably many that are younger in our community that'll have the same, that'll be doing the same for them. So again, we just encourage everybody, if you have the opportunity, we'd love to have you out tonight and on Saturday night and Sunday morning.
All right. Well, if you guys sing hymns on normal Sundays, my dad would like that. But their church that they go to has a praise band, and he would much rather have traditional hymns. He occasionally they'll do it, and those are his favorite.
Well, believe it or not, I have, you know, even though we've only been open for 2 years, I have several people in our church that came to me and were like, you know, I kind of like some hymns every once in a while, so we
change
we,
of pace, you know.
We,
every once
we,
in a while.
We've thrown a couple hymns in with our praise worship music, you know. So we can do both and still be have a wonderful time worshiping God.
Yeah. Absolutely,
thank you
absolutely.
For letting us
yeah,
in.
For sure. And now, real quick before we close, I'll let you guys kind of plug after the revival your church's times for, you know, church services, Sunday school, Wednesdays or Sunday nights, if you have any of those services as well. So just kind of tell a little bit about that, and then we'll wrap it up here.
You want to go first?
Sure, yeah. We have for our services on Sunday, we have a 9:30 is our Sunday school, and then 10:45 is our service, our worship service. And we usually go until about noon. So my congregation will get on me if they hear the noon whistle, and we can hear it pretty well from where we are. And then we have our prayer meeting at 5 o'clock. And that changes when we have the time change with the daylight savings. After we get more, we have more sunlight, then we move back to 6 o'clock. But that's where we are for Sunday.
Right. Sunday worship at our church starts at, we meet at the Senior Citizens Activity Center, at 601 Walnut, if anybody wants to know where that is. We meet at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. We're not having prayer meeting during the winter hours on Sunday evening right now. When it starts to warm up, we're going to do those, but we want to kind of do them outside in the open, you know, with the community, being able to be visible. But on Wednesday nights, we actually just started at the beginning of this year. John and I are having Wednesday night Bible study combined at his church. So it's been a really wonderful experience. We got times for kids. Sunday morning at our church, we have child care for 10 and under. And on Wednesday night, we have child care for, 10 to 5 right now, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't have any infant care on Wednesday night, really, but we have, it can be accommodated if need be, though. We have all the facilities to do it over there at Pastor John's church, so anybody that wants to come check either one of them out are more than welcome.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in this morning and talking with us. And again, hit me with those times, the days, and then exactly where it's going to be again. Just a reminder.
Okay. The Finding Our First Love Revival is at Emmanuel Southern Baptist, which is at 416 West 2nd Street. That's on the corner of Spruce and 2nd. The times are Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday night at 7 p.m., and Sunday morning at 10:45. And child care will be provided at all three of those.
All right. Well, I encourage everyone to get out there, and you guys, good luck with that, and good luck with anything else you do or for coming up for the rest of 2019 and farther on. So.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you guys having us come in and talk about it, and we're looking forward to this.
All right. Well, take care, guys. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.